We will study from Tess, part 8, Inner Observation, Istaklut Primit, item 3. You can ask questions on Cub.TV, relevant questions may be aired.
Now we are studying Tess, the study of the 10 Sefirot. This is a book that tells us how we take changes upon our soul, meaning there's a will to receive divided into many parts, and in all those parts it went through shatterings and such preparations that kept it distant from the Creator. And here in Tess we learn how this whole system is coming together in order to reach resemblance with the Creator, that the will to receive will be in the state in order to bestow, like the Creator. Obviously, we don't feel this type of will to receive in us the way they all change, but it's all taking place in us. This is speaking about us. This is speaking how we are that will to receive. That's why it's called Adam, the shattered Adam, a shatter that will go and correct itself, that will resemble the Creator. That's why it's called Adam, that is similar to the Creator. But for now, we don't feel it. And our goal is to reach a state where we will really resemble the Creator to the extent that we will resemble Him, we will feel Him according to the law of equivalence of form. We'll feel as much as we're together, adhere to Him. And in this way, we can advance till the complete Dvikut called Gmar Tikkun. Here now, we are reading about what is happening in the will to receive with all the actions the light is performing upon it. And such great Kabbalists like Baal HaSulam went through these things. They felt them. They understood them. And then they wrote about it. That's why we don't understand, we don't feel, we read what is written. That's it. We can try and understand, but it won't really give us anything, because we are not in that same place that it's speaking about. And we also cannot work in anything except for really wanting to feel these things, to understand what is he writing? What do we have to depict to ourselves? What's happening with our desires? Not with our mind, with our desires. What has to happen in us so we will feel that's what written in Tess, it starts working in us, it's truly taking place in us. That is actually our work. And as much as we will want it to happen in us, that it will happen, for that we have to be in connection between us. And in the Dvikut and the Creator, that it will shine more, it will happen. By this will help the lights advance. Like he writes in letter 155 in the introduction to Tess. So whoever doesn't understand, doesn't understand. Whoever thinks he understands, I promise him he doesn't understand. Because here we're talking about how we want these things to take place in us. And we will feel, and then from that feeling, we'll know what he's talking about. So let's just take it, that it has to happen in us, and let's ask to advance towards it by the connection between us and the Creator. So, item 3, right?
סיבת הביטול של כל התפשטות ג' קווי כחב לחגת ונצח עוד נקודים
From here you'll understand the reason for canceling all of the expansion of the three lines of Kachab to Chagat and Netzach of Hod of Nikudim, where the new vessels that were made there from the Achoraim of Abba Veima and Yeshut that fell to Zat, where the seven lights from the seven broken Melachim dressed in them.
That means there were the seven Melachim that were shattered. And from them, the parts of the Kelim happened, and they're organizing now in order to correct themselves. That's one thing. I got a message that there is a translation to English. Did you get that, Moshe?
No, I haven't. I'll look into it now.
So please tell us where it is and that everybody can enjoy it. And that way we can get the simultaneous translation.
And the Rav wrote above that the reason of this Hitpashtut was cancelled and became as it was before, where Gav were only in their place above, and he raised all the seven lower lights above instead of Bina. We need to understand the matter. Since they were already expanded as Kelim of Guf, also in the correction of the lines, and the seven lights of the Melachim already dressed in them, why were they cancelled and what happened to them? Understand carefully that it was clarified that after the Masach of Nikudim was purified from the level of Ma and came to the aspect of Sholish, then all the illumination of the Zivug of Absag that canceled second restriction was stopped.
Well, whoever studied part 6 and 7 of Tess, that's where that whole Partsuf called Olam HaNikudim is discussed. It's how the way it received the light in order to be still and expanded with that light below the Tabu and afterwards below the Parsa. And then that whole part that is below the Parsa was shattered, and because there's no bit in spirituality, so that whole part above the Parsa also shattered. And then we get what we say, the shattering of the Melachim, the kings, that it comes from the word Malchut, because Malchut was not corrected, so the entire Partsuf called Olam HaNikudim was shattered. And then we have to correct those vessels and just as the world of Nikudim was there, we have to put together the next world of Atzilut in a way, in a corrected way. What's the benefit from this? The benefit is that during the shattering, all the vessels of bestowal and all the vessels of reception mixed together. And from that mixture, that integrating, you can correct the shattered vessels with the corrected vessels. The corrected vessels can receive the lights from above, and by being mixed with corrupted vessels, they can start gradually correcting the corrupted shattered vessels, and in this way, the world reaches correction. That's what happens gradually throughout the whole process. That's the process all of humanity is going through.
We have an answer about the translations. We can go to PT6 to Chaim Ratz. He can explain what's translated from Tess.
Yeah, sure.
So PT6?
PT6.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, so what's translated into English from Tess are parts 1 to 7. This is, they are fully translated. Part 8, there are excerpts, some segments that are translated, but nothing complete and full. including the Istaklut Primit. And then there's a few parts from the from part 16, and that's it. If we want to know, if we want to rely on the complete parts, it's only 1 to 7.
So maybe it's a sign for us to go to the previous chapters. Maybe you should decide which parts from 1 to 7 you want to study. Please decide. And we'll do it. How do we make a decision, Moshe?
Well, we can do a vote or ask the study material team or whatever you prefer.
I don't prefer anything. It's not important for me. If you hear me, I like part 16. But it's the last part of Tess. I don't know. What to do?
No.
So, how do we make a decision? Do you have a device that you can...
We have it in the system. We can do a vote, give people a few options from the parts that you recommend, from part 1 to 7, so we can have everyone vote on it. We just need to give the options.
So how do we do it? I don't understand how it works. You have to make a table who prefers which part and see what most people prefer, or what?
Okay, so I'm in touch with Akoka right now, and he says we can do a fully organized survey and send it to the friends.
So that's not for now during the lesson. Okay, so let's anyway keep going and be with the intention that the light that reforms will work on us, and in this way we advance. That's it. So let's advance for now in what we have.
Okay, so we are continuing. We are in item 3 in inner observation. It turns out that all of the corrections that continued from Absag, they were all cancelled because there was no one to sustain them. And since these were the new vessels, which are the aspect of Achoraim, of Abba Ve'ima and Yeshsut, that fell from Rosh to Guf, they come from this new light, and therefore they were cancelled. Here you'll also understand what the Rav writes there in item 3. And this coupling needs to all the 10 sefirot from Keter to Malchut to be corrected in it, because even the Gar are not corrected. Therefore, the aspect of raising these man was above in Absag. Seemingly, we should ask, what has this ascent changed from the raising of the Masach of Guf to Abba Ve'ima after it was purified, that the ascent to Abba Ve'ima was sufficient even though they are back-to-back? And it brought out the Rosh of Yeshut of Nikudim there.
So he's asking, what's the difference between the shattering of the vessels where the Masach disappeared to the purification of the Potsuf where the Masach disappeared? What's the difference between a Masach shattering or a Masach gradually ascending to Pederosh? What happens after the vessels were shattered and the Masach disappeared? It's like the Masach disappearing after the Izdakhut of Potsufei Ak or not? So here he wants to explain to us that the shattered vessel is entirely a Kli that is purified. And the Kli that is purified, meaning the Masach lost its forces gradually, but still it remains in where it stands, and it can again get forces and give birth to a new patsuf of itself. But a vessel that is shattered, it needs a correction. It needs to rise from death to life. It needs to get the force of the masach from nothing that the intention to bestow is completely lost. And then he needs corrections that come before, and he needs someone to correct him. He can't just rise on its own. It's a big difference between life and death. That's why we need a special system, very special system, called the world of Atzilut, that rises and takes care of the shattered vessels. And then we have two parts. A part that of the Olam Atzilut, that it's called Itzlo, that it's in him. All the forces are there, and lights. And there's a parsa that separates between Olam Atzilut and Bia, Olamot Bia, where there are uncorrected vessels, and Klipot, and all kinds of parts where to correct them, you need to perform more previous corrections to that. It's a very long and special process. And all of this happens in Olamot Abiya, meaning the whole of creation for us is divided into two. A part that is whole, which is Olam Ein Sof, and Olam Adam Kadmon, and a part that is shattered and is correcting its shattering, which are Olamot Abiya. Atzilut is the part that corrects, and Olamot Bia, with all the klipot and everything in there, are the parts that need to be corrected, brought back to life by raising them to Atzilut, and then in Olam Atzilut, in all its force and glory, it's resurrected, and all of creation reaches completion. That's how we learn. Well, that's why there's a big difference between the shattered vessels and vessels that have lost the masach. Where are you, Moshe?
We are in the line Yeshsut of Nikudim. And so the ascent of the Masach from Guf of Ma after it was purified.
Yeah, after the Ishsut.
And so the Rav says that the ascent of the Masach to Rosh of Abba Veima is not sufficient because Gal of Nikudim are not corrected. Regarding the above, you shall understand carefully that before the second restriction came back to its place, the Gal of Nikudim are considered corrected. And even though they are in Katnut, because this Katnut is only due to the lack of Oviyut in the Masach, not due to a flaw. However, now as the second restriction came back to its place, and the Abavim of Nikudim are found below the Tzimtzum, there is a flaw in them, and therefore they are considered not corrected.
Meaning, first we need to correct the Rosh of Nikudim, which is called Abba Veima, and afterwards we need to correct the shattered Guf of Nikudim, meaning there's a process. That's the difference between shattered and corrected, and something that just purifies, just like that.
However, as long as the illumination of the coupling of Absag was not cancelled and the Katnut of Abba Veima back to back was only due to lack of Oviyut in the Masach, at a time when the Masach of Guf and its Reshimot rose and the Oviyut of Prina Bet was left in them, it immediately descended the place of the Zivug, descended from Enayim to Ozen, and the level of Yeshsut emerged there. But when the second restriction came back to its place, the matter does not depend on the Oviyut of the Masach at all, but the power of the restriction that the upper Hay took into itself. and because of that, they are no longer worthy for the illumination of Chokhmah, and therefore they are not ready for coupling whatsoever. And so the raising of man needs to be necessarily to the upper potsuf of Nikudim, which is the Rosh of Sagovak, as the words of the Rav, in a way that the Masach rose to the Metzach of Rosh of Sag.
It's like there was a Masach Nikve Naim de Rosh de Sag for the potsuf of Nikudim to expand. So after the Masach was purified by the shattering, not by the actions that came before, an understanding of the potsuf itself, that it was purified, that it didn't want to remain in order to receive, because to receive in order to bestow it couldn't, and to receive in order to receive it doesn't want. So it decides that I am leaving all this reception and I'm going to the Rosh of the Patsuf, and here it's by the shattering, the Masach disappears, and from the Guf, and the Masach of Rosh rises from its Rosh to Sag, and not to Nikve Einayim, meaning
Olama Nikudim.
That Olama Nikudim came. But to Metzach. Meaning, Tzimtzum Bet stands not in Aviyut Aleph, which is a Naim, but Tzimtzum Bet now stands on Aviyut Shorish, which is called Metzach. And from there, the Zivug takes place and Olama Tzilut is born. Киев.
Да, дорогой Рав, вот это понятие, вот утончение экрана, его можно как-то чувствовать?
Yes, dear Rav. This concept of diminishing the masach, can you describe it, how it is in the 10?
Yesterday I was in a restaurant, I had $100 in my pocket, I ordered a good, nice meal, I enjoyed myself. Today, I go into a restaurant, I have $80 in my pocket, then 60, 40, 20, and then according to that, I can order my meal.
No.
That's a purification of the masach. Yeah, but in our connection, is there some level of connection between us, and then it disappears? What?
If there is between us a connection right now, it is still an egoistic connection. That's because we understand that we cannot attain the goal without being together. This could be also from because that's what I'm told and that's what I do. But if I receive gradually the light that reforms from making all kinds of actions in the 10, then it turns out that this light influences and connects us somehow. And from this connection, we begin to recognize that we truly are worthy in spirituality a lot more if we are connected. And then we take into account the connection between us and long for it. What are you asking?
What we value, or the way we see our connection, that's the Masach?
No. If we connect between us, not in order to receive and get something, but in order to bring contentment to the Creator, and that's why we connect, then it means that there is a Masach between us. And with that masach, we can turn to the Creator.
Let's say that we attain such a point for a moment. What does it mean that the masach purifies? That state disappears, we go through something else.
The
masach that purifies mizdachech means that I gradually feel that our power is lost. It disappears. Why does it disappear? Because let's say greater surrounding light influences us and it purifies the masach. It lets us feel that there is something greater. More pleasures, more disturbances, and accordingly, we are weakened. And then our masach purifies until it disappears. There can be such a thing. It can also be the other way around. There are many different states.
But we need to strengthen ourselves in that same state and ask for a greater correction, meaning it.
Right, but typically the light works on us, and it's not the light that reforms. It's the light that brings us all sorts of pleasures, and we feel that that towards these pleasures we are weakened, or all kinds of troubles come, which attract us to take care of them instead of being connected and bestowing to the Creator. Or it's either pleasures or troubles and problems, but then we can't be connected as we were. And then our common screen, the connection between us, weakens until it might disappear. And can even disappear for one moment. But then we feel that we basically fell from the 10, everyone fell to his own place, even for a moment. And then we need to reestablish ourselves. We quickly come together, have some small meal between us or something else, discuss, workshop, study something, but we do something in order to reconnect. And then in our connection, we quickly muster our strength and turn to the Creator and ask Him for strength and get that strength. And once again, we exist as a 10, and we even feel some illumination, some attainment feeling within us, which the Creator shines a little. And it's possible that we already actually feel Him, meaning that we attain a new essence in the connection between us, and we understand the kind of connection between us, like He writes to us here. We recognize the kind of connection between us and also the upper light that works through that connection. And that's life. That's how we live, meaning the Creator already appears in us. And this is called the revelation of the Creator to the created beings. Until we come to the point where we simply exist all the time in that manner. And then we gradually lose the connection with our corporeal world. Everything remains in terms of your wife and kids and this world and all that, but it's felt as like a small addition to my life, that there is this wide world of eternity that I belong to. And this world, I use it in the meantime in order to complete my corrections. And the people around me don't understand what's happening with me. I also don't explain. How can I explain to all these things to them? And that's how a person lives. This is the life of Kabbalists who exist in two worlds. And the spiritual world doesn't disappear. It's eternal and whole and exists with the person. And even if a person looks at his body as dying and going away, so he sees that, yeah, that part that was connected to him now separates from him and dies. That's why it's called, in Hebrew, someone passes away is niftal, which means to get rid of. So a person gets rid of that body, but then he sees that it's not his corporeal body. It's actually a will to receive. There is no matter. There is no body. This biological body, this whole world does not exist. But rather, a portion of his desires that you weren't able to correct in order to bestow was felt as a corporeal reality. But when this reality purifies, then this world disappears. It's called izdachechut, purification, just like we say about the purification of the screen. And a person is left with whatever he attained in spirituality throughout his life. And if he did not attain, then he remains with his point, and he has to correct himself. That's what we call incarnations. There are spiritual incarnations, there's corporeal incarnations, but in each case, it's an incarnation of the will to receive until it comes to its complete correction.
You said that at a certain moment we will start understanding the force working on us. The fact that this force is weakening our connection every time.
Of course, because the more you are pushed away, the more you also gain a strength to come closer, and then you understand these things, and specifically from rejection and coming closer, you strengthen your screen and you better understand, you better feel your spiritual state.
The strengthening of the masach is a result of our mutual efforts in the 10?
Yes, that's why it says there's no righteous in the land meaning a desire, who did good, meaning did an action in order to bestow, without committing a sin, meaning he has to commit a sin before and after. That's the way of progress. Sin, commandment, meaning you do in order to receive, you correct it in order to bestow. You then make an action in order to receive, and then an action in order to bestow. There has to be evil, transgression, and then correction, good. That's how it works, intermittently, until everything is corrected. Because the Creator cannot immediately, instantly open up to yourself your whole infinite will to receive. You're not going to be able to do anything about it. So He opens a small portion and you correct it, and another portion and you correct it. And by these portions, you gain the ability to ultimately correct everything. And then you become like him, understanding and feeling everything.
Another question, last one. Every time we connect in that same point of connection between us, we find a place, then it's taken away. If we return to the same degree we attained, or do we work above it?
Always go higher. We always go higher. We always rise in sanctity. You never go down. Okay?
Tel Aviv 3.
Tel Aviv 3.
The vessels of bestowal that fall below the Parsan, how much does their place determine their situation or the upper one?
Vessels of bestowal, there is no such thing. There is no vessel of which is a will to receive that is in order that is to bestow. It receives a screen and then it can work against its own desire in order to bestow. This is called a vessel of bestowal. And if it loses the masach, then it falls below the balsa to the klipot. Or it loses the masach partially. And that means that it falls to a lower place accordingly. That's how it happens.
And what's the benefit of these falls?
The benefit from these falls is just like when you dunk the cake in whiskey. So you take the cake, but you're really interested in the whiskey. So the integration of the vessels of bestowal that fall into the vessels of reception, they soak in the vessels of reception and raise them towards correction. And once again, they sink into the broken vessels of reception, carry them, absorb them, and raise them to correction. And that's what happens time and again. That's the work. You can't do it any other way with the broken vessels. And so every one of us then falls and rises and falls and rises. And that's how it is in every, it happens in very little things we don't even recognize. But if we're going to correct ourselves, then we already rise to a higher degree and we fall again and we rise to a higher degree once again. And then these are very big ascents and descents. Just like with Rashbi, he was Rashbi and then he fell to the level of Shimon from the marketplace. So then he recognized that this is the most broken kli that will take him to the final correction afterwards. Alright, Turkey 3.
Question from my 10. Does it mean integration with 10's actions, that one rising above himself and correct himself?
האם כשאדם עולה מעל עצמו ומתקן את עצמו, זה אומר שהוא מתקלל עם העשירייה, עם הפעולות שלה.
הוא כל הזמן נכלל עם העשירייה יותר ויותר.
He always integrates with the 10 more and more. That means that he approaches the Creator more and more, because we don't have the possibility to correct more than the connection between us in the 10 by the light that reforms, that will connect us further, and by the Creator who will be revealed in the connection between us more. It all ends in the 10, except that our 10 afterwards further and further expands until it expands to include the whole complete kli. And that's what happens with each and every 10. And then there's a connection between the 10s, and we'll learn that later. Okay? Haifa 3.
What are chassadim that are filled with the light of chokhmah?
Chassadim means the will to bestow or the intention to bestow that comes from the created being towards the Creator, like the guest towards the host. He says, I want to be like the host and bestow to him, but how can I bestow to him? By receiving. And then in the light of chassadim, he measures how much light of chokhmah he can receive. And that's why we call it light of chassadim with the illumination of chokhmah. That means receiving a little bit from the light of chokhmah, as much as he can receive them through the light of chassadim. That he receives from the host only a part of what the host presents to him, because he always weighs it to be reception in order to bestow. Almata.
Здравствуйте, Раф. Скажите, пожалуйста, имеет ли смысл пытаться удержать
Tell me, please.
Истончение или что дали, то и дали?
Should we sustain the masach while it's purified?
It's impossible to keep the screen from purifying. That's already the action of the Creator. He'll do it. He'll do what's needed. And you just need to take care of bestowing, of connecting to the friends, and to, in order to bestow contentment through the friends to the Creator. That's our whole work. Toronto 2.
Rav, when we enter this process of the degrees like you just explained, there's a feeling of the purification of a body, that there's like no forces in the body. Where do you acquire the force of the masach to integrate with the Creator and the friends?
From above, from the Creator, of course. Well, what are you saying? That you can receive some other strength from someone else? You get everything from the Creator, the klipot, the kedusha, the will to receive, the will to bestow, all kinds of characteristics, relationships, it all comes from above. You only need to somewhat align something that's given to you, which is yearning for the connection with the friends, and through the friends, connection with the Creator.
That's the supposedly only active action?
Only. Everything ends up in the 10, like Rabash writes, and if you follow what he writes, you'll succeed. Okay? Good. Now,
Hebrew 10.
What am I seeing here? Hebrew 10.
In the example of the restaurant and the masach and the money, so the more I long for it, so the masach means I have to long for less to be sufficient with less?
No, you need to yearn as much as possible to bestow to the friends, and through that bestow contentment to the Creator. And then accordingly what the Creator gives you is what will happen.
What does it mean to put a masach in the tent?
How much I can bestow to them above my will to receive, to really try to yearn for them, not because of honor or their good attitude to me, but because I really want to reach bestowal. That's how it is. PT 19.
Zivug Apsag and the Katnut Abba Veima is from the lack of the Masach. So what's happening with us with that Aviyut? How do we attain such an Aviyut in the 10?
You don't need to worry about the Aviyut. You need to worry about the connection with the friends and with the Creator, because by that you lose even your small Aviyut, making it correct. Don't worry about anything besides that, and you'll see how everything falls into place. You'll receive the Aviyut, the power to overcome it, the power of intention, light of Apsag. You'll get everything. Just long for connection. Nothing besides that. Look what he writes to you. Otherwise, you're going to start now thinking, I want Aviyut. What's Aviyut? Aviyut means ego. But Aviyut connected with the screen is what you need, which is no longer a will to receive. It becomes in order to bestow. Understood?
What's that feeling you're speaking about? How do you attain it? That feeling you're speaking about, how do I attain it? With the Aviyut, through the Masach?
Through the 10.
What does the Masach have to do with it?
The masach is the masach between all the friends in the 10.
And that feeling you're talking about comes?
Yes.
It's not simple.
That's a different thing. Not simple. Who told you it's simple? Of course it's not.
When you raise Zman, do you have to feel something, or you just raise it automatically? You don't have to feel anything. Can raising Zman give me a feeling? What comes before what?
Man means that I truly want to make an action in order to bestow, and I raise my request through the friends to the Creator to give me and the power to make an action of bestowal. And that's the only thing I'm thinking about.
The feeling itself, that's the quality of bestowal, the feeling?
Feeling is not a quality. Feeling is a feeling.
And that's bestowal?
How do I know what you feel?
No, you didn't understand me. The matter of feelings, is that bestowal?
Feeling could be each and every feeling. It depends on what you feel. What do you want from this word?
I don't know. You're mentioning a lot. I don't know what you mean when you say a feeling. Why don't you feel? What should I feel? What am I supposed to feel?
I don't know how to speak to you. What can we do? Toronto 2.
Rav, you just mentioned a viyut. Rav, you just mentioned that a viyut that is connected to the screen. That's the ego, but that's, so this aviyut is specifically against when you see the Creator and you're working opposite the Creator, or is it any other kind of sensation of ego?
Aviyut connected to the screen is exactly the corrected aviyut that, according to the extent of the masach, it becomes purity, and with it I can turn to the Creator. Is that okay, Igor? Okay. Hopefully yes, or he just settles for it. Okay, what else do we have? Florida? Okay, let's have Florida.
Там же идет этот самый, как его, зивук даака, то есть мы вступаем в контакт с Творцом, и в парцуфе, скажем, мы знаем, что там очень много всевозможных зивуков даака, то есть мы постоянно находимся в контакте с Творцом, чтобы исправлять все свои...
We will come to that, and then we'll understand, and then we'll know what to do. Don't be smart. Don't jump. Then we'll know what to do. But you're thinking in the right direction. Who else do we have there? They all asked already. Hebrew 10.
Yeah, Rav, the purification of the Masach, is that the force of overcoming or degrees of Tzimtzum?
Purification of the Masach is that the Masach loses power of bestowal. That's it. Loses and loses and loses power of bestowal until it has no more power. Similar to a person who is healthy, strong, willing to pay, to do, to work, to do everything in life, and then he grows older and older and older until he can't do anything. And eventually it dies. Let's call it the purification of the screen. Let's say so. Of course, it's not the same in the Potsuf, because in the Potsuf goes to purify under the force of the light that influenced it, that it has no choice. It has to purify further and further because it wants to remain in order to bestow, meaning it rises as much as it rises from the tabu to the peh. It's called the ascent of the masach. Why? If it loses power, if it loses what it has in order to bestow, the in order to bestow disappears and disappears and the light goes away. Why does the masach means that it grows from tabu to the peh? Because it wants to further and further be in order to bestow, and therefore it purifies. It has no choice. It doesn't receive. The light shines on it more and more and more, and it says, no, I am in the Tzimtzum, but I don't receive. And then it reaches the Peh of Osh, more powerful than it what it was before. And then it's going to bestow in with a new portion.
And then from the pit rises more?
Yes, yes. Every next potsuf is basically apparently stronger than before. It comes from the reshimot of the previous potsuf. Of course, it seems smaller, but it continues, let's say, ab after Galgalta. So Ab continues to Galgalta, the light of Ruach now instead of Nefesh. And Ab itself is now has the light of Nefesh. So by these, the multitude of actions, everything grows stronger. The Masach in general grows stronger.
And as you explained from the Enaim to Metzach, that's also an action of the Masach.
No. I don't want to go into that. No. That's an extensive explanation with the Tzimtzum Bet, and that's a different thing. There are the Potsufim that come through the descent from above downwards. Galgalta Absag, but what happens in the world of Atzilut is a different story.
USA Northwest.
USA Northeast.
Yeah, hello, Rav. So, when the Masach elevates and gets closer to Creator, it truly feels like it's actually getting more distance and it requires a stronger prayer every time?
Yes, of course. But every time you're more capable, you grow stronger. The deeper you fall and the higher you rise, the stronger you become. This is called one who's greater than his friend. His inclination is greater than himself. So it's not a problem to fall. On the contrary, to rise back from all the descent is what strengthens you.
בסדר.
Okay.
טוב. Moscow 7.
Moscow 7.
Вчера проводили выяснение в десятке. У нас остались вопросы. Можно их задать?
Yesterday we scrutinized something in the 10 and we got a few questions from it. It's a few questions.
Мы хотели бы понять и приблизиться подготовка к уроку.
We'd like to understand the preparation for the lesson. Mutual emotional preparation, what is that?
אנחנו רוצים סך הכל להגיע לדבר.
We ultimately want to reach adhesion with the Creator. Adhesion with the Creator is according to equivalence of form. How much he gives is what we give, and we are with him in equivalence. How to reach such equivalence? Learning from equivalence is something I can do only in the group. So before the lesson, we need to be in the group. When we connect together in the group, like Baal HaSulam writes, accordingly, therefore, before the study, Well, like Barasalam writes, I think in letter 17, or no, item 17 in the introduction to Tess, that the student pledges to strengthen himself in the faith of the Creator and reward and punishment and so on. To reach that, meaning that we want faith. The power of faith is the power of bestowal. And out of that, we organize our group, we organize our study, that we each time are inclined to that, we are committed to that, and so on. That's the main thing, and it doesn't really matter what we're studying, or whether we understand what we're studying or not, like he writes in item 155 and so on, that we don't understand, but it doesn't matter. Perhaps the fact we don't understand helps us even more, because then we long to understand and we don't understand, and we demand the light that reforms by doing so instead of demanding knowledge. Because I feel that in my mind, I can't digest it. How's it going to help me if I understand what goes up and what goes down? I have to be internally, emotionally connected to it. So it plays in me. That's the main thing. What is he writing in item 17?
He writes in the introduction a test. This one who studies commits before the lesson to strengthen himself in the faith of the Creator and his guidance in reward and punishment. As our sages said, faithful is the one who will pay you for your actions, and he will aim his exertion to be for the mitzvot of the Torah. In this way, he will be able to enjoy the light in it, that his faith will strengthen and grow through the remedy in this light. Then his heart will be sure that from lo lishma he will come to lishma.
That's enough. Okay, friends, we'll get stronger and achieve it. The fact that we are looking for how to better and better enter the spiritual path each time, that's the most important thing. And will succeed. In the meantime, I have to go to info.
So let's hear from Eliyahu Vadim about the Younger Friends Congress. Hi, Shai, thank you. A message to all the friends from the World Kli. Tomorrow we have a very special congress for the younger generation. Our huge friends from around the world were working on this, invested in the preparation, all in one intention to build a younger, connected Kli that is studying together and passing on our wisdom to the world. L'chaim, friends, waiting for all of you. Dima, please. And all of this is happening tomorrow at 7 p.m. Israel time. The link will be in the messages and Siva Tova. It's going to be translated into four languages. And we'll be happy to see all of you. L'chaim, friends. Shai, please.
We'll move on to the schedule for today and tomorrow. From 10:30 to 11, we have Owen Levy with Rav. Then 11 to 12, Michael Senilevich with Rav. From 1 to 2, we'll have a recorded lesson. We will get watch selected excerpts from the lesson. Then we'll have from 2 to 3, a workshop led by friends revolving around these excerpts, and from 8 to 9 European hosted gathering of friends, then Saturday 3:45 to 4 lesson preparation, then 4 to 7 lesson, 2:45 to 3 afternoon lesson preparation, 3 to 4 men's lesson with Rav, then 4 to 5 women's lesson, and 5 to 5:45 global women gathering. And as we heard, from 7 to 8:30 p.m. we have this event, youth youth event that we just heard about, and that's the schedule.
And also, I'd add about the clock, right? This Shabbat in the evening, we are moving our clock an hour back.
Right, yeah. We will also send an announcement about the change of the clock and how it affects who. Song.
המציאות חולפת ואני עכשיו חושב מה ייתן תקווה ויסלק את הכאב יוצא אל הרחוב מתערבב בתוך כולם מי צריך את מי יותר אני או העולם כי we are you should come up. Теперь я точно знаю, все мы соединены. Любой вопрос решаем, если вместе будем мы. Жизнь она как сказка, если мы одна семья. Бесконечно прекрасный мир и 7 миллиардов я. Here we are, you should come along. With one voice we can spread this song. Bring down the walls, you know it won't be long. When we're together we cannot be wrong. Si nos dirigimos a un deseo por la unión, todas las puertas se abren al abrir tu corazón. Nada es imposible cuando hay fuerza y voluntad. Juntos bailaremos hasta la eternidad.